year. Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com.
I had to leave my parents. I had to move schools. I don't know anyone here. Everything keeps changing. Why is this happening to me? I'm sure glad you're here.
Change a child's story. There's a child in foster care waiting for a volunteer like you.
Learn how you can help at CASA-TulareCo.org.
Court appointed special advocate for Tulare County are the eyes and ears of the court for children in foster care. They have a voice, and they are given every opportunity to succeed in life. The CASA Tulare County, we are for the child. Direct your attention to the home plate area. Tonight's manager's meeting, as representatives of both teams have made their way to meet with tonight's umpires. Umpires, presented by Major League Baseball. Behind home plate is Trevor Patience, and on the bases is Kaz Cousins.
Good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game four of this six-game series against the Lake Elsinore Storm. They are the single-A affiliate of the San Diego Padres, and your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Rawhide lead the series 2-1. They took down the Storm by a score of 9-4 yesterday and are currently riding a two-game win streak. Let's give you today's starting lineup presented by T-Mobile, starting off with the Lake Elsinore Storm, posted by the manager, Eric Zhang. Leading off for the Storm at shortstop, number one, Jackson Merrill. Batting second behind the plate, number three, Juan Zabala. Batting third is the designated hitter, number five, Marcos Castagnon. In the cleanup spot at second base, it's number eight, Nerwillian Cedeno. Batting fifth in right field, number 12, Justin Farmer. Batting 6th in center field, number 0, Samuel Zavala. Batting 7th at first base, number 31, Kelvin Alcaron. Batting 8th in left, number 17, Ruben Salinas. And batting 9th for the Storm at third base, number 2, Wyatt Hoffman. On the mound for the Storm is number 52, Garrett Hawkins. Hawkins has had a fantastic month of July. He was just named the California League Pitcher of the Month. And he will face the following lineup for your Visalia Rawhide. Leading off at shortstop, number three, Juan Corniel. Batting second in right field, number one, Gary Mattis. Batting third in left, number 12, Junior Franco. In the cleanup spot, the designated hitter, number 10, Ivan Melendez. Batting fifth at third base, number 11, Gavin Contasello. Batting sixth in center field, number nine, Brett Johnson. Batting seventh behind the plate, number 32, Sergio Gutierrez. And batting 8th at first base, number 13, Daniel Torres. Batting 9th at second base, number 27, S.P. Chen. And on the mound for the Rawhide, left-handed pitcher, Yu Min Lin. The big story today at Valley Strong Ballpark is Ivan Melendez and Brett Johnson joining the team. They will make their California League debut. Melendez was a second-round pick by the Diamondbacks this season. And Brett Johnson was the 10th-round pick by the Diamondbacks this season. Yu Min Lin will make his second start as a member of the Rawhide in his inaugural California League season. This will be the first time he is starting at home. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Trevor Patience today, and on the bases, Cass Cousins. Yu Min Lin, just 19 years old. He's originally from Taiwan. He just turned 19 on July 12th, 5'11", 160 pounds. And in his California League debut, he threw 5 scoreless innings, just gave up 2 hits, walked one batter while striking out nine through five innings of work. Opponents are only batting 118 against him this season. Rawhide taking the field now. When we come back, it'll be time for first pitch. We're going to take a short break for the national anthem. Stay right here. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
And on the mound, number 18, Yu-Min Lin. Ladies and gentlemen, this time to honor America and for those who could rise and stand, time now for the singing of our national anthem of the United States of America, the flag of the USA above the right field fence. Ladies and gentlemen, to sing the Star Spangled Banner, Mr. Frank Austin.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Mr. Frank Austin singing our national anthem. Great job, Mr. Austin. And imagine you, Children Museum, children's imaginations come first. Imagine it. Be it. Plan your first next visit to Imagine You Children's Museum, 210 North Tipton in Lysadia. Now let's head it down to Dipper and Joe. They're getting set for the game, starting with our Imagine You Play Ball kid, who happens to be Sam.
Play ball.
Almost ready for first pitch, Yu-Min Lin on the mound for the Rawhide left-handed pitcher from Taiwan, just 19 years old. This is his debut at Valley Strong Ballpark. Made his California League debut at Inland Empire through five scoreless innings for the Rawhide to get the win. This is the first time I'm able to see him pitch. I had to miss that game at Inland Empire, so just like a lot of the Rawhide fans here at Valley Strong Ballpark, this is my first look at Lin. Jackson Merrill will lead it off for the Storm. He's at shortstop today, followed by the catcher Juan Zabala, batting third, the designated hitter Marcos Castagnon. Cleanup spot, Norwillian Cedeno. Batting fifth, Justin Farmer. Sixth is Samuel Zavala. Seventh, Calvin Alcaron. Eighth, Ruben Salinas. And ninth, Wyatt Hoffman. Left versus left matchup to start off the game. 6:31 local time in Visalia, California. Here's the pitch. Cold strike on the inside corner. Merrill was supposed to be in the lineup yesterday, but then we had a late scratch about 2 hours before game time. 0-1, missing outside. 87 degrees in Visalia. It's a beautiful day. A little, actually very humid for the area, but if you're from Florida, like our pitching coach, Gabby Hernandez, this is nothing to you, and he is loving this humidity right now. Here's the 1-1. Missing low, ball two. Two-one count. Lynn kicks. Check swing inside corner. Does not go. Did miss inside ball three. Infield shading to the right. The 3-1 to Merrill. Cold strike count is full. Catching for Lynn today is Sergio Gutierrez. At third base, Gavin Contasello. Shortstop, Juan Corniel. Second baseman is S.P. Chen. And at first, Daniel Torres. Payoff pitch. Swung on, fouled off. In left field, Junior Franco. Center fielder is Brad Johnson. And in right field, Gary Mattis. Payoff pitch to Merrill. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop Corniel ranging. He stops it, but can't keep it in his glove. And Merrill is safe at first base with what I assume will be an infield single. It looked like Corniel had a late break to that ball, though. It was hit well up the middle. I just think he had a late break to it. And it is officially ruled an infield single for Merrill. Now Juan Zabala, the catcher, is batting from the right side. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Third baseman Contasello's there. The throw to second. On to first. A 5-4-3 double play. And just like that, Lynn able to erase the leadoff base hit from the bases. Two away, nobody on, top half of the first.
Number five.
Marcos Castagnon, the designated hitter, stepping to the plate. He's batting .263 this season with 14 home runs and 62 runs batted in. The pitch misses in. Yesterday, he went 0-for-2 with 3 walks. One of his walks, he earned an RBI because it was with bases loaded in the 7th inning. In game 2 of this series, he did have a home run. Pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. She's looking through my scorebook. The home run by Castagnon is his only hit of this series, but he has walked a lot. The 1-1. Just misses. Looks good from here. Probably a little bit outside. So looking through the scorebook, Castagnon only had that one hit. In his 4 games, he has walked 6 times. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Third base side towards the Rawhide dugout. The Rawhide are wearing their traditional cream home uniforms, cream pants, cream shirt with Rawhide and black and gold on the front and black and gold numbers in the back. They have their socks showing like S.P. Chen and Juan Corniel. They have black socks, and the hat is the traditional black with the red V. 2-2 from Lynn. Inside, ball 3. The Storm wearing an alternate jersey that I don't think I've seen before. It looks like a camouflage jersey. Wearing their gray pants with red piping. But their jersey has green, black, and white on it. Payoff pitch. Cold strike 3 on the outside corner. Castagnon can't believe that call. Hopping around near home plate. In his defense, that looks like a really... did look like ball 4 to me from up here. I can understand why Castagnon is so upset with it, but... It's cold strike 3. And it's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Lynn. We're going into the bottom half of the first inning. Still scoreless. And you're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Half $1 million grant direct deposited into a Valley Strong business account. That's a strong in Brittany. Valley Strong Credit Union. We work hard because you do.
It's 8:05 at Valley Strong Ballpark. Thanks to Fireson Walker Brewing Company. Get 2 for 1 Fireson Walker beers, cans, or drafts. all night long. Flying Star is a post-game fireworks show tonight. All thanks to Firestone Walker Brewing Company. Beer before glory. Be sure to visit the 805 booth located in the main concourse at the Fletcher Stand out of right field. And the Goya Health, of course, grand chance as well, having a good time. Goya Health, more than medicine life. It's now time to ring America's largest cowbell, which is located behind the Goya Health grandstand. And on the third base side, and right now, we're going to check in to Joe to ring that thing.
All right, we got Elijah and Piper here. Elijah's going to bring the ring. You ready to go, buddy?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Elijah, say it with me.
Bottom half of the first inning, and batting for the high is the shortstop, number 3-1, Courtney Edwards.
Cornell leads it off for the Rawhide. He squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a ball high and outside. Garrett Hawkins on the mound. Bottom half of the first, we're scoreless. Right-handed pitcher kicks. Misses outside, ball two. Two oh to Cornell. Misses outside, ball three. Three oh. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is now 3-1 to Juan Cornell. Bottom half of the first. Scoreless so far. It was a 1-2-3 inning of work for Eumann Lin in his first inning. The pitch is swung on, popped up, third base side. Foul territory. The third baseman Hoffman underneath it, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning.
Stumping to the plate, batting second for the high. It is right up there. Number one, Gary Mattis.
Gary Mattis batting from the right side. One away, nobody on. Mattis is batting 368 this season. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off into the netting. Catching for Hawkins, Juan Zabala at third base. Wyatt Hoffman, the shortstop is Jackson Merrill. Second baseman, Norwillian Cedeno. And at first base, Kelvin Alcaron. And left, Ruben Salinas. Center, Samuel Zavala. And in right, Justin Farmer. Time is called by Mattis. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed as Mattis loses the bat on his follow-through. Goes towards Franco, who's on deck. That's the second time I've seen that happen with Mattis. He's only been on the team for, I think, 3 weeks now, too. 0-2 count, one down. Pitch is swung on, deep fly ball, right field. Farmer giving chase, but it will land out of play in the CSDA pasture.
Prize ball, take it to General Store to pick up a sandwich of porn and subs. Slice and fresh for 50 years.
No balls, two strikes, one down. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Mattis goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. And now Junior Franco comes to the plate, batting from the left side. Hawkins kicks. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Hawkins was named the California League Pitcher of the Month. Went 1-1 at the 0.95 ERA in July. 0-1 fouled off into the netting. That was through four starts, and he just allowed two earned runs on 11 hits and six walks through 19 innings. He struck out 22 in those innings and held opponents to a 167 average. 0-2. Misses high ball one. Hawkins, 22 years old. He was selected by the San Diego Padres in the ninth round of the 2021 draft out of the University of British Columbia. 1-2. Swung on, popped up. Left side of the infield. Shortstop Merrill underneath it and makes the catch right on the base path for the third out of the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for Hawkins. We're going into the top half of the second inning, scoreless. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Equity Group knows what you wanted for knuckleballs. Tonight is a knuckleball Friday, courtesy of Equity Group, professional real estate company. Sign up for the knuckleball showdown. Visit the Budweiser Guest Services. We have only 3-4 showdowns open tonight. So only the brave need apply. Bring your opponent. If you have any someone in mind that you'd like to compete against, bring them along. Got questions about Valley Strong Ballpark? Visit the Budweiser Guest Services, where one of our friendly team members will be ready to assist you. Guest Services is brought to you by Bottle Beverage Company and Budweiser, the official beer of the Mycenae Rawhide.
Scoreless at Valley Strong Ballpark in the second inning. Yumin Lin back on the mound for his second inning of work. He did give up one hit, but ended up having a 1-2-3 inning. The pitch to Norwellian Cedeno called strike. After the leadoff base hit that Lin gave up, Zabala grounds into a double play. The pitch, called strike on the inside corner. And then Castagnon struck out looking to end the inning, although it was a pitch that was definitely outside. 0-2 count. Lin kicks. Swung on and missed, strike three. Cedeno goes down swinging for the first out of the second inning, and that strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia. The used car supercenter. Many are priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Justin Farmer, the right fielder, batting from the right side. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Fly ball into left field. Franco, a late break, now comes in and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. It's been cloudy almost all day here in Visalia, but just about an hour before first pitch, the sun came out, so Franco on the left side of the field will be dealing with the sun quite a bit. Two away, nobody on for Samuel Zavala. Here's the pitch. Cold strike. Except it might be Ruben Salinas, because I see I have number 17 at the plate right now. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball one. I mentioned that the Storm are wearing different jerseys today, and because of that, sometimes numbers get switched around. Here's the pitch. Misses high, ball two. The issue is, if that is Zavala, that means Ruben Salinas is wearing a different number because Salinas wears number 17. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined into right field. That's a base hit for whoever's up at the plate. I don't know who. Now batting from the right side is Calvin Alcerone. Two down, runner on first.
Number 39, Calvin Alarcon.
First pitch called strike. One count. Two away, a runner on first. The pitch called strike. Count is now 0-2. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up, shallow right field. Matt is giving chase, heading into foul territory, and it lands in foul territory down the corner. Two count, two down. Here's the pitch. It's actually a pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely standing up. The pitch, runner takes off, but it's fouled off into the netting down the first base side. The pitch, missing high. Here's the 1-2. Swung on, broken bat, flare into shallow center field. It'll land for a base hit. Zavala stays at second base. Back-to-back two-out hits for the Storm now.
And to play for the Storm, number 14, left fielder, Ruben Salinas.
Salinas batting from the right side, two away. Runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Throw down to second base. Not in time. Nice throw from Gutierrez, the catcher. Chen, the second baseman, was there. Almost had Zavala out at second, but called safe by Cass Cousins on the bases. The 0-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Salinas goes down swinging for the final out of the inning. The Storm get two hits, but they strand the two runners on. No runs and no errors committed by the Rawhide. Heading into the bottom half of the second, you're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
He's always been innately and uniquely human to be a builder. We can't help ourselves. It's in our bones to build. To take the world around us and build it into something more playful. Because a playful mind sees the world not as it is, But for everything, it could be. Get building and make the world your playground.
Caring for Kids, a nonprofit foster family agency that serves the needs of children who have been removed from their homes due to abuse and neglect. They provide the same structured and neutered foster home for risk children. Commitment to 18 years old. If you have any questions or would like to become a foster parent, give them a call at 559-583-9500. You can also visit their website, caringforkids.org, for more information. That's caringforkidsffa.org. Caring for Kids, building better futures for our children. Coming up tonight, Caring for Kids Junior Announcer. That's coming up in just a few seconds. Gentlemen, we want to send it down to Joe and our junior announcer, the Cahuilla Health Grandstands, for the introduction of tonight's junior announcer, Logan and Christiana. Take it away.
Now batting designated hitter number 10, Ivan Melendez.
Bottom half of the second inning, scoreless at Valley Strong Ballpark. Here's the pitch to Melendez, misses high and inside, ball one. This is his California League debut, second round pick by the Diamondbacks this year in the draft. Went to school at Texas, the 1-0 swung on, fouled off. He's the designated hitter today. I'd expect to see him at first base tomorrow, or at least by Sunday. One count. Here's the pitch. Missing high and in, ball two. Melinda's right-handed hitter, 6'3", 225 pounds. The pitch. Swung on, popped up, shallow center field. Zavala giving chase. No one's going to get to it, and it is a leadoff single for Melendez in his California League debut.
First rawhide hit of the game brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. Pick up a 4-ounce cup of super premium Rosa Brothers ice cream.
That is the first hit of the day for the rawhide, brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. Gavin Contasello now batting from the left side. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Contasello, the third baseman again today. Here's the 0-1. Misses high. One count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball through into right field. A base hit. Melendez will go to second. He had to stay near first base because the ground ball was right near him. Had to make sure he didn't run into an out by hitting the ball. So that's why he's standing on second. It's also a well-hit ball, and Farmer guarded in quickly, where I think Melendez might have stayed there anyway. Back-to-back base hits. Back-to-back base hits for the Rawhide to start off the bottom half of the second inning. And now Brett Johnson is at the plate in his California League debut. He's a center fielder today. Johnson, a left-handed hitter. 5'11", 195 pounds, originally from Illinois. Was drafted in the 10th round by the Diamondbacks this year. 22 years old. Runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. Ball one. Johnson went to Southern Illinois, Edwardsville. joined the Rawhide today from the Arizona Complex League. Went 2-for-11 in four games there. 1-0. Swung on and missed, strike one. Scoreless in the bottom half of the second inning. One, one. Swung on, fouled off. A ball and two strikes. Infield to double play depth and shading to the right. 1-2. High and in, 2-2. Hawkins, 22 years old, drafted in the ninth round of 2021. This is his first year in the California League. Last year, after being drafted, he stayed in the Complex League. The pitch, swung on, broken bat, fouled off third base side, so Johnson will have to go get a new bat. Since 2012, Rosevillers Milk Company has used its third-generation Farm Fresh milk to create glass bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Rosevillers products at a local grocer or check rosebrothers.com's Where to Buy page to find a store near you. With Rosevillers Milk Company, every sip is special. Brett Johnson has a new bat. 2-2 count, runners on first and second, nobody out. In the bottom half of the second. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball through into right field, a base hit. Melendez is going to be held at third. Almost goes through the stop sign. Has to try to get back to third base, and he does so successfully. Three consecutive singles for the Rawhide. You have to appreciate that Melendez wanted to score on that. Almost ran through the stop sign. Saw it last minute. Kind of... ended up having to fall to the ground to stop his momentum and got back to third base safely. And, of course, that is the first hit for Brett Johnson in his California League debut. Sergio Gutierrez is batting from the left side. Nobody out. Bases are full. Pitch to Gutierrez, the called strike. Gutierrez, with the bases loaded, is 1-for-4. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. He does have a grand slam this season. And he has 6 runs batted in with the bases loaded. Wind blowing out to right, infield shifting to the right. And Gutierrez calls for time again. No balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Just misses, ball one. The 1-2. Swung on, ground ball back to the pitcher. He picks it up, throws home. The throw to first hits off of Gutierrez and goes into right field. Contasello's going to score. Here comes Johnson, the right fielder now just picking it up, and Gutierrez making it all the way to third base. Not the prettiest way to score 2 runs, but the Rawhide will take it. 2-0 lead in the bottom half of the second inning. So Melendez out at the plate. And there is an error, a throwing error on the catcher. Although right now the manager for the Storm Eric Jung out to have a conversation. Can only assume he's arguing if Gutierrez is in the running lane or not. Hard to tell from that replay. Oh, he might have been out of the running lane looking at the replay now, but... everything's going to stay as it is. Rawhide lead 2-0. Again, there is a throwing error on the play. And infield is in with Gutierrez on third with one down. The pitch to Daniel Torres misses outside. Ball one. Both runs scored on the throwing error by the catcher. Pitch is a called strike. And that is the first error of the day for the Storm. Clearly the Storm need more training. For real job training, come to Able Inc., where we'll empower you by offering independence and employment. One-one. Swung on and missed strike two. The infield just a step behind the infield grass. 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Torres goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Two away now for SP Chen. Runner on third is still Gutierrez. The pitch. He squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a strike. The pitch. Swung on, deep fly ball into left field. Salinas is underneath it, and he makes the catch to end the inning. But the Rawhide pick up two runs because of a throwing error by the catcher Zabala. The Rawhide lead 2-0 going into the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Strong ballpark thanks to Myers and Walker Brewing Company. Your 2-for-1 Myers and Walker beers, cans, and drafts all night long. Plus, there is the post-game fireworks tonight. All thanks to Myers and Walker Brewing Company. Be sure to visit the 805 booth located above the third base dugout. Or some rather on the first base line out in right field here in the general store. They got some giveaway swag and Myers and Walker Brewing Company beer before glory. 805 night, they have some special guests. Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club would like to say hello to Darren Peterson and the team from American Care Hospice, the hospice company. And the Harvest Wealth Group, Fan Dugout, welcome Sun Gazette. Be sure to listen to Jill Garrett broadcast Rawhide games from the Sun Gazette Press Box game. Heard on RawhideBaseball.com or MILB. First pitch at Look at Sequoia tonight, brought to you by Sequoia Brewing Company. Our craft, your journey. The bold have journeyed into the Tug of Sequoia Lookout tonight. We are held grandstand, our home to some of everyday heroes tonight. That's Hillary County Fire, courtesy of Allen Law Firm. Also, I'd like to wish a happy anniversary. And that, by the way, is Jose and Lisa. 16 years together. Happy anniversary. Top to third, now batting. Third baseman, Wyatt Hoffman.
Top half of the third inning. Lynn back on the mound. The pitch to Hoffman. Calls strike on the inside corner. Hoffman, the number nine batter today. Batting 233 this season. Lynn kicks. Low in the dirt. Ball one. One one to Hoffman, high and in, ball two. Hoffman had the day off yesterday, but played in game two of the series. He went 0 for 3 with a walk. Pitch misses low, 3-1 count. Lynn was signed by the Diamondbacks on December 15th of 2021. The pitch swung on, popped up, but it's out of play behind the third base grandstands. And into North Gidding Street. There's a broken window for Vision Glassworks. For all your auto glass needs, call or text to Justin at Vision Glassworks. 559-747-2000 for a free quote. The pitch is swung on, lined into left. Franco goes back, now turns around and makes the catch over his right shoulder for the first out of the inning.
To the plate is shortstop Jackson Merrill.
Jackson Merrill batting from the left side, one down. Pitch misses, ball one. In his first at bat, he had an infield single. It was a ground ball up the middle that Corniel had arranged to get. He did knock it down, just couldn't keep it in his glove. The pitch misses high and in, ball two. Sun starting to set behind the first base grandstand. Still a lot of sun in center field, left field, and at the shortstop, Corniel. 2-0. Misses ball three. If you're watching on MyTV53 or MLB.com, you can see the angle there with the sun. Again, it's always in the left fielder's eyes. The pitch missing inside, ball four. That's a four-pitch walk given up to Merrill. And the first walk of the day for either pitching staff. One away. Runner on first for the catcher, Juan Zabala. He grounds it into a 5-4-3 double play in his first at-bat. Lynn sets the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is 0-1. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is 0-2. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. Lynn started the year in the Arizona Complex League. Went 0-2 with a 2.35 ERA. Had seven starts, throwing 23 innings, striking out 41 while walking six. Gave up nine hits. The pitch swung on and missed. The throw to second is in time. They got him. Strike him out, throw him out to end the inning. Zabala strikes out for the second out, and Merrill is caught stealing by Gutierrez. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for Lynn. Going into the bottom half of the third, you're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
It's ADT Alarms, 559-308-0303. Bill looks great. Thanks to Jay. Thank you. check in with Joe. Standing by.
Hey, thank you very much, Brian. All right, we got Vince from Kuya Health. He's connected to Kuya Health with his wife there. And we got Matt in the locker box. Matt, you ready? Vince, are you ready? Let's get it on. Ooh, okay. That's one for Vince, one for the red ball. All right. A reminder, we got 559 fights coming up on the 13th. Matt, are you ready? Vince, are you ready? Let's get it on. Okay, anticlimactic. All right. Final one. Let's actually try to knock each other down this time. How about that? Don't kiss each other. Let's actually hit each other. All right. Are you ready, Matt? Are you ready, Vince? Let's get it on. Who's up first? Hey, I'll tell you what, folks. That's a tie. We're going to do more in the sixth and postgame before fireworks. Give it up for the guys.
Cornell leading it off for the Rawhide in the bottom half of the third. He squares to bunt, pops it up, and it's out of play behind home plate. Hawkins back on the mound for his third inning of work. He did give up two runs in the last inning, but neither of them were earned. It was because of the throwing error on the catcher, Zabala. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. Cornell in his first at-bat popped out to the third baseman in foul territory. O-2. Misses outside, ball one. One, two, low and inside. Hawkins today has given up three hits to the Rawhide. It was Melendez, Contesello, and Johnson. They all had singles in the second inning. 2-2, swung on, lined into center field. Zavala coming in, makes a diving play, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. What a play by the center fielder. Robs Cornell of a base hit. One away in the third.
And to play for the Hyde, right fielder Gary Bettis.
Mattis at the plate. He struck out in his first at bat. Pitch is fouled off. Hawkins has been with the Storm the entire season. Time is called by Mattis. This is the fourth time the Rawhide are facing Hawkins this season. 0-1, misses low. The last time was on July 8th here at Valley Strong Ballpark, and Hawkins took the loss, gave up four runs, two of them earned off of five hits and four innings. Struck out four while walking two. Pitch misses outside. 2-1 count. Foul tipped. Count is 2-2. I mentioned that Hawkins was, or rather, has been named the July pitcher of the month in the California League and had an 0.95 ERA in the month of July. The Rawhide are actually the only team to score against him during that month. 2-2. Missing out, ball three. And on July 1st, he threw seven perfect innings for the Storm. The pitch fouled off. Count is still full. Payoff pitch. Swung on, line towards left center field. It'll find some grass for a base hit. A one-out single for Mattis, his first hit of the day. Junior Franco batting from the left side. He popped out to shortstop in his first at-bat. Pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. 0-1 count. Pickoff attempt close, but it gets by the first baseman, and Mattis is going to head for second. Here's the throw, not in time. Mattis is safe at second base. A pickoff attempt. It looked like it was going to be a close play at first base, but then the first baseman either dropped the ball or missed it, went behind him, and Mattis able to make it to second base safely. They're going to rule it a throwing error on the pitcher. That's the second error of the day through three innings for the Storm. The pitch to Franco fouled off. Clearly, the Storm need more training. For real job training, come to Able Inc., where we'll empower you by offering independence and employment. Runner in scoring position. Rawhide lead 2-0 in the bottom half of the third. Infield shading to the right. Outfield's a little bit shallow. The pitch. Swung on, popped up. Behind home plate, it should reach the grandstands. And actually goes just behind the grandstands. O2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Franco goes down swinging for the second out of the inning.
Heading to the plate for the Hyde. Tonight's in an outbreaker double-double batter designated hitter. Number 10, Ivan Melendez.
Melendez at the plate. Mattis takes off for third. The pitch is high. No throw from the catcher, and Mattis safe at third base. Melendez singled in his first at-bat. It wasn't a very hard-hit ball. More of a flare that landed right in front of the center fielder, Zavala. Still his first hit as a member of the Rawhide. 1-0 count, two down. The pitch. Missing inside, ball two. Fouled off out of play behind first base skyboxes. Two balls and a strike. Two-one. Swung on and missed. Count is even. 2-2. Pitch misses high, ball three. Full count, two down. And a runner on third, still Mattis. The Rawhide lead 2-0. Melendez originally from Texas. 22 years old. The payoff pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Melendez goes down swinging to end the inning. The Rawhides strand a runner on third, but they still lead by two. Going into the fourth, you're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Fielder's groin, thanks to James Robert Skipper and two other individuals working groundskeepers. The grounds crew looks shocked because of the polos provided by Calipero. The grounds crew drag is powered by Steel Power Equipment. To find your nearest steel dealer, search STIHL or visit steeldealers.com. It's 8:05 at Valley Strong Ballpark, thanks to Firestone Walker Brewing Company. Get 2-for-1 Firestone Walker beers and your draft all night long. Plus, there is post-game fireworks tonight. All things at Firestone Walker Brewing Company. Be sure to check the back of your ticket for special offers like the wad for rookies in $1 drafts Monday through Thursday. And rookies downtown, Rookie Sports Bar and Grill. And of course, show them your raw high ticket. Enjoy rookies in downtown.
Top half of the fourth inning, Rawhide lead 2-0. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game four of the six-game series against the Storm. Pitch misses low and in. Ball one at the plate is Marcos Castagnon, the designated hitter. Misses low, ball two. Infield shading to the left. Lynn kicks. Misses high, ball three. Lynn delivers a strike on the outside corner. Castagnon in his first at-bat struck out looking. That ended the first inning. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Full count, nobody on, nobody out. Payoff pitch. Misses high, ball four. Castagnon walks to lead off the fourth inning. That's the second walk given up by Lynn today. Cedeno comes to the plate with nobody out and a runner on first. Rawhide do have a two-run lead in the fourth inning. Lynn, glove in front of his chest, delivers. Strike on the inside corner. infield, a double play depth. Contesella was in front of third base just in case Daniel bunts, but with him taking a strike, he goes back behind the base path now. First baseman Torres is holding Castagnon at first. The pitch misses low and out, ball one. Rawhide have two runs, although neither of them are earned. They have four hits today, haven't committed an error. The Storm, no runs, three hits, have committed two errors. Off-speed pitch on the outside part of the plate for a strike, 1-2 count. Cedeno batting .267 this season with two home runs and 34 runs batted in. The 1-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Cedeno goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. That's the second time that he has struck out today. And the fifth strikeout of the day for Lynn. It's another one brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. One away, runner on first is still Castagnon. And the pitch to Farmer misses high, ball one. One oh. Swung on line to the third baseman. He drops it, throws a second for one. On to first. A double play, 5-4-3 double play. And that will end the inning. Again, Contesello never had the ball fully in his glove, so drops it, throws to second, and on to first. Another 5-4-3 double play. This one ends the inning. Rawhide still lead by two going into the bottom half of the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Makes a difference. Health is our passion, and our vision is to be your world-class healthcare choice for life.
Career has more than medicine, life. Best seat in the house, represented by More Furniture for Less. Check out the Mike City Showroom at 3000 South Mooney. Budweiser's official beer of the Mike City Rawhide. What a beverage would like to take this moment to say, here's to the heroes. And for that, let's check in with Joe on the mic.
Thank you very much, Brian. We are here in 202, and we have with us Mark Wilson, who is the chaplain with Cahuilla Health, and he also is the Cahuilla Health Employee of the Year, ladies and gentlemen. He's the chaplain there. I'm sure Cahuilla Health thanks God for you. We appreciate you being here. Congratulations. We also want to give a shout-out to Kim Thompson, who is here, or too, who isn't here, but she is the Employee of the Month for July. So congratulations to Kim. Real quickly, though, Mark, thanks to Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life. You and your family are going to be allowed to watch the fireworks from the field post-game. Again, thanks to Cahuilla Health. Again, congratulations to you. Thank you to Cahuilla Health. Back to you, Brian.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, batting for the high. Third baseman, Gavin Contesello.
Bottom half of the fourth inning. Rawhide lead, 2-0. Contesello at the plate. Swings the first pitch, slow ground ball. Second baseman, Cedeno, picks it up, throws to first base, and retires Contesello by a step. One away, nobody on for Brett Johnson, the center fielder. He hit his California League first hit in the last at-bat. That was in the second inning. Him and Melendez joined the Rawhide today. Drove here from Arizona. The pitch misses low. Hawkins is back on the mound for his fourth inning of work. He's given up four hits to the Rawhide today, two runs. Again, neither of those runs were earned, though. The pitch called strike. One. Low and inside, ball two. Johnson scored the second run. It was off that throwing error by the catcher Zabala in the second inning. 2-1. Swung on and missed strike two. The pitch is swung on and missed strike three. Johnson goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. A one back-to-back outs, quick outs, that is, for Hawkins here. And Gutierrez comes to the plate. And his last at-bat, it was bases loaded. And nobody out. He had a ground ball to the pitcher. Hawkins threw home for the out. And the catcher Zabala threw to first base. It hit off of Gutierrez's helmet and went all the way into right field. Pitch is fouled off. Then on that throwing error, Gutierrez made all the way to third and two runs scored. 0-1 fouled off. 0-2 count. Gutierrez calls for time. No balls, two strikes, two down. Hawkins, glove at the belt, kicks. Misses high and out, ball one. The sunlight at Valley Strong Ballpark has now just turned into that pillar of sunlight going from first base out to left center field. Everyone's covered in shade. 1-2. Swung on, fouled off. We'll do it again. Pitch to Gutierrez, misses high and in, ball two. Two pitch. Called strike three on the inside corner. Gutierrez goes down looking to end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Hawkins as we head into the fifth. Rawhide still lead by two. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
.05 alive for Frosty Blondell, created from the laid-back California lifestyle. 24 ounce tall cans of Myerson Walker. 8.05 are on sale right now for only $8. Get to the concessions to get your $8 24 ounce 8.05 tall can. Starting now and until the end of the fifth inning. All courtesy of Myerson Walker Brewing Company. It's 8.05-9 in Valley Strong Ballpark. Thanks to Myerson Walker Brewing Company. Get 2-for-1 Myerson Walker beers. Tangent wrap all night long. Plus, there is post-game fireworks tonight. All thanks to Firestone Walker Brewing Company. Be sure to visit the 805 booth located above the pasture in right field. Giveaway swag from Firestone Walker Brewing Company. Beer before glory. That's 805.
Yeah.
pass move to top half of the 8-8-05. Gambelli, the batter, center fielder, Samuel Zavala.
Samuel Zavala leads it off for the Storm. Pitch from Lynn, a cold strike. Lynn in his fifth inning of work. If he can complete the fifth, I'll tie his season high for the Rawhide. The pitch misses in ball two. Of course, is only his second start with the Rawhide. In his first start, he threw five scoreless innings, giving up two hits. Struck out nine while walking one. Pitch misses. 2-1 count. According to TrackMan, that last pitch was a strike, though. But here's the 2-1. There is a strike. 2-2 count. In the Arizona Complex League, the most innings that Lynn threw was four. He did that three times. The pitch. Swung on. Slow ground ball. First baseman comes in, but it is foul. Looked like he was going to stay down the first baseline fair, but all of a sudden curved out, foul maybe 10 feet before it touched first base. 2-2 count. Swung on, lined into right field. It'll land in front of Mattis for a base hit. That's a leadoff single for Zavala. And he's now 2-for-2 today. Both of his hits were into right field.
At the plate, first baseman, Kelvin Alarcon.
Nobody out, runner on first. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely standing up. First pitch to also misses inside and low. Ball one. Here's the 1-0. Cold strike. Infield to double play depth, shading just slightly to the left. No shift in the outfield. Lights are on now at Valley Strong Ballpark. They just were turned on. Still a little bit of sunlight going out towards left center. The 1-1. Misses low and in. Ball two. Alarcon riding, batting from the right side. 2-1. Fouled off. 2-2 count. Lynn nearing the 70 pitch mark now. Both teams have four hits today, but the Rawhide have two runs. Storm haven't scored so far. It's the top half of the fifth. 2-2. Swung on, foul tipped into the glove of Gutierrez. He holds on to it for the first out of the inning. Another strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter. Many are priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Here's the pitch. Misses. Throw down to first base is not in time. Zavala back safely diving. Salinas batting from the right side. 1-0 count, one down.
Let me go first, though.
Lynn checks the runner, kicks. Foul tipped. 1-1 count. It is August 5th, so it's 8:05 night at Valley Strong Ballpark. Brought to you by Firestone Walker Brewing Company. 8:05 is here near the CSDA pasture. They have a booth giving away merchandise. The pitch misses in ball two. So if you're listening in the ballpark, be sure to head down towards the CSDA pasture to get some free 8:05 merch. It's also 8:05 in Firestone Walker Brewing Company beer deals today. The pitch, it's actually a pickoff attempt at first base. It's back safely again. And thanks to Firestone Walker Brewing Company, we have fireworks after the game today. Runners off the 2-1, misses. The throw to second is wide, but it's not in time. Chen came off the bag. Got the ball. Looked like he might have gotten the tag, but Cass Cousins says he's safe at second base. It's Zavala with a stolen base. Looking at the replay, it looked like Chen had the ball before he touched the base. It's just hard to see from this angle if he actually made contact or not. Possible to see from that angle. The pitch is swung on, deep fly ball to right field. Mattis going back at the warning track, leaps up. It's off the wall. Zavala's going to score. Salinas heading for third. The throw is cut off. That is an RBI triple for Salinas, and that's the first run of the game for the Storm, a 2-1 ball game, and the first run given up by Lynn in the as a member of the Rawhide.
Sammy to the point from baseman Wyatt Hoffman.
Number 9 batter Wyatt Hoffman batting from the right side. One final thought on the stolen base. I mentioned that it was impossible to see from the angle that we had with the camera. Well, that was also the exact same angle that Cass Cousins, the umpire on the bases, had. Wasn't going to be able to see if Chen made that tag or not from the angle. Infield in, one down, runner on third. The pitch is swung on, fly ball into right field, should be deep enough to score Salinas. Mattis makes the catch. The throw is not in time, cut off by the first baseman, tied ball game. An RBI triple off the right field wall to drive in Zavala, and then Hoffman with a sacrifice flyout to right field ties up the ball game 2-2 in the top half of the fifth inning. We are an hour and 15 minutes into this ball game now. It is 7:45 local time. Top of the order, Merrill at the plate with two down and nobody on. Pitch is swung on, fouled off. And there is movement in the pen for the Rawhide. Looks like Miguel Gill. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul tipped. 0-2 count. Left versus left matchup. The 0-2. Missing outside, ball one. We're tied up at two in the top half of the fifth inning. The Storm are now out hitting the Rawhide 5-4. Lynn kicks. Swung on, line to fair ball down the left field side. Franco picks it up quickly. That'll hold Merrill to a single. Great job by Franco getting that in quickly. A line drive down the line like that that just dies in shallow left field usually means a double. But Merrill's held to a single. Still two down with the runner on first. And Gabby Hernandez will come have a conversation with Lynn. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters.
The Shot Team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shot Team, where community matters.
We are tied up at two in the top half of the fifth. Two down and a runner on first. The catcher, Zabala, will be at the plate. He's grounded into a double play. It was a 5-4-3 double play. And he has struck out swinging. Lynn, just under 80 pitches thrown so far. I'd have to expect this will be his last batter. Of course, him and the Rawhide hope that this is the last batter of the inning.
Heading to the plate is the catcher, Juan Zabala.
Two down, runner on first. Merrill, 2.5-step lead at first base. The pitch, swung on, fly ball into center field. Johnson goes back. He's in front of the warning track and makes the catch in straightaway center for the final out of the inning. We're halfway through this one, but it's a tied ball game. The Storm tied up in the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Strikes, get fast relief with Tums. It's time to love food back. And if I have to crawl upon the floor, come crashing through your door. Baby, I can't fight this feeling anymore.
Let's open up those lucky number programs, scorecards. Here comes our first winners of the evening. Maximo Stancaria, we got 11356. Valley Oaks Golf Course, 11601. Howie Roll Ice Cream, 11592. Carnathan Pools, 11474. Snow Shack, 11402. Chevron Valley Pacific, 11372. Tillery Meat Locker, 11232. Galaxy Theaters, 11310. Triumark Smog Check, 11516. And we got Valley Strong Credit Union, 11617. You have these winning numbers. Head on over to the general store to claim your prize. Bottom half of the $8.805 Fifth Inning. From the high, first baseman, Daniel Torres.
Torres at the plate, swings and fouls off the first pitch. Bottom half of the fifth inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. We're tied up at two. Garrett Hawkins back on the mound for his fifth inning of work for the Storm. 0-1 count to Torres. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike two. No balls, two strikes. Hawkins kicks. Misses high ball one. Outfield shading to the right. Infield just slightly to the left. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Torres goes down swinging for the first out of the fifth. That's the second time he has struck out today. S.P. Chen now batting for the left side. The second baseman flew out to left in his first at bat. Chen squares to bunt, gets it down the third base side, but it is foul. The pitch. Misses outside, ball one. One count, one down. Pitch and misses Lewin in, ball two. Hawkins kicks. It swung on, fly ball into center field. Zavala came in at first, now has to go back, but he's able to recover and make the catch for the second out. Juan Corniel batting from the left side, two away. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Corniel is batting 250 this season. 0 for 2 today, popped out to third in foul territory, and he's lined out to center. 0-1 misses. The line out, though, really was Zavala robbing him of a base hit. He laid out. Looked like he was going to land in front of him, but he's able to make the catch to retire Corniel. 1-1. Popped up out of play behind home plate. And that lands in the North Gate parking lot. It's another broken window for Vision Glassworks. For all your auto glass needs, call or text to Justin at Vision Glassworks. 559-747-2000 for a free quote. 1-2 misses, 2-2. Tries to check his swing. He does go around on a pitch in the dirt. Strike three. Another 1-2-3 inning of work. We are still tied up at two. Going into the sixth, you're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Strong ballpark. Thanks to Firestone Walker Brewing Company. Get 2-for-1 Firestone Walker beers, cans, and drafts all night long. Plus, there's a post-game fireworks tonight. All thanks to Firestone Walker Brewing Company. Be sure to visit the 805 booth above the pasture, right next to the general store. For 805 giveaways, it's swag from Firestone Walker Brewing Company. Beer before glory. And now for a Firestone Walker version of Kiss the Draft, let's send it to Joe.
Right. We have Garrett over here. Garrett's got some of the Firestone Walker beers, and he's been testing them out. And for five here as well. All right, you guys have 1 and 2 in your hand. Give me a guess. What's 1 and 2? What's number two? What's number two? 805. Again. That one was cool. All right, grab 3 and 4, guys. Wow. So glad we're out of time. All right, what is this?
My name.
Is this correct? Oh, God. Oh, be sure to visit the Firestone booth by the general store. Draft cans, Firestone, all night. Post-game fireworks, thanks to Firestone. After the game. Back to you, buddy.
For the Rawhide now, pitching number 30, Miguel Hidden. Top of the sixth inning, batting from the Storm. Designated hitter, Marcus Castellon.
New pitcher. In the top half of the sixth inning for the Rawhide, it's Manuel Gill. The pitch misses. Low in the dirt. Ball one. And that got Gutierrez. So the home plate umpire, Trevor Patient, is going to give him some time to recover. But McGilgill is the new pitcher on the mound for Yumin Lin. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch misses, ball two. Castagnon at the plate. He has struck out and walked today. The pitch swung on, fouled off, out of play, first base side. Lin gave up two earned runs off of six hits. Walked two, struck out six through his five innings. ZRA is now 180 through two appearances. The 2-1, called strike at the knees. Gil, 21 years old, from Venezuela. 2-2. Swung on, fouled off. Lin, of course, the southpaw for the Rawhide, and now Gil giving the Storm a different look with the right-handed pitcher. Gil is 2-2 this season with a 3.62 ERA through 10 appearances. 2-2. Foul tipped. This is his 10th appearance out of the bullpen. 11th appearance overall. He had one start this season. He has thrown 27 innings of work for the Rawhide, striking out 38 while walking 23. 2-2. Misses out. Ball three. Opponents are batting 210 against him. Payoff pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Shortstop Corniel is there. The throw to first, one down. Cedeno. Pull that from the left side for the first time today. He's one of the switch hitters for the Storm. One down. The pitch. Misses low. Pitch from Gill. Misses low and inside. According to TrackMan, should have been called a strike. Pitch from Gill. Strike on the hind side part of the plate. 1-2 count, one down. Gill, 6'1". Turned 21 in May of this year. Pitch misses outside, ball three. He joined the Rawhide on May 31st from the Arizona Complex League. The pitch. Called strike, count is full, one down. Last time that Gill pitched was against Inland Empire in July 29th. Through three innings of work, gave up one run, but it wasn't earned off of one hit. He walked two and struck out four. Full count, one away, nobody on in the top half of the sixth inning. Tied up at two at Valley Strong Ballpark. Here's the pitch. Missing low in the dirt. Ball four, Cedeno. Draws a one-out walk. That's the first time he's reached today. He struck out twice against Lynn earlier today. Farmer now at the plate. He lined out to left and then grounded into a double play, which actually looked like it was going to be just a line out to the third baseman. But Conticello dropped the ball and then threw to second. And the throw went on to first base for a inning-ending double play. One away, runner on first. The pitch swung on, fouled off into the netting. 0-1. Inside, hits off of the glove of Gutierrez, but it stays near home plate, so Cedeno will stay at first. Infield shading to the left, but in double play depth, and the pitch is actually going to be a balk on Gill. Looked like a nice pitch, or would have been a called strike, but it's a balk, so Cedeno moves over to second base. Runner in scoring position now. That takes away the potential inning-ending double play. The pitch. Another one? They called it on him again. So back-to-back box puts the runner on third in a tied ball game. Gutierrez is going to have a conversation with Gill on the mound. Infield's going to come in now with one away and a tied ball game with the runner on third. Farmer today, 0-2. Swung on ground ball. Corniel tries to backhand it. He can't do so. Everyone will be safe, and the Storm take a 3-2 lead. It's their first lead of the day. That's the first error of the day for the Rawhide, an error on the shortstop, Corniel. Looked like he made that more difficult on himself than he had to. It was a nice idea backhanding it so that he could get rid of the ball quicker. But because of that, wasn't able to pick the ball. Pitch misses. Ball one at the plate is Zavala. One oh misses inside. Ball two. Zavala today is 2-for-2 with two singles into right field. 3-2 ball game, the Storm lead. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. Gill sets. The 2-0. Coming inside, ball three. Nice stop by Gutierrez. He had to try to backhand it. Three balls and a strike. The last time that Gill faced Lake Elsinore was here at Valley Strong Ballpark on July 9th. Through two innings, gave up three earned runs off of five hits. The 3-0 misses. Ball four. Zavala draws a four-pitch walk to put runners on first and second with one down, and Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach, is going to come have a conversation with Gill. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. On second, Farmer. On first, Zavala. And at the plate will be
Farmer.
Beg your pardon, will be Alarcon at the plate. One for two today. He singled into center field in his first at-bat, and he struck out in his last at-bat. This is the first time we're seeing him bat from the left as a switch hitter. Pitch to him, off-speed pitch in there for a strike. Movement in the Rawhide pen. Alex Valdez warming. Here's the 0-1. Missing low, Gutierrez. Looked like he was going to throw down to second, but lost the ball in his transfer. Everyone stays where they are. One. Missing outside, ball two. Two-one. Swung on, foul, tipped. Count is now even at 2-2. Infield shading just slightly to the right. Ground ball could end the inning. 2-2. Cold strike, three, throw down to first base. Torres is nowhere near there. They throw to third. It hits off of the runner, and it's going to allow him to score. We'll go through this one again. It is strike three for the second out. Gutierrez threw down to first base. It looked like Torres, the first baseman, wasn't ready for it because he caught it behind the first base bag. When Gutierrez threw down to first, Farmer, the runner on second, took off for third. Torres threw to third. And it hit off of Farmer and got by the third baseman, Contasella, which allowed Farmer to score the second run of the game. 4-2, rather, of the inning, I should say. So 4-2 ball game, Storm lead. At the plate is Salinas, who takes ball one high and in. And then Zavala advanced to second on the errant throw. That's the second error of the day. And the second error of the inning for the Rawhide. 4-2 ball game. The pitch. Called strike. One count. Just misses low, ball two. Zavala on second, Salinas at the plate. He had an RBI triple off the right field wall in his last at-bat. Pitch misses. 3-1 count, two down. Hitters count for Salinas. Looks good, especially on that replay. Should have been a strike, according to TrackMan. You could also just see that from the replay. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike two. Full count, two down, a runner in scoring position. Three-two. Missing inside, ball four. Salinas draws a two-out walk for runners on first and second. Two away, and Hoffman will come to the plate.
Third baseman,
William Hoffman. They'll bring out Jorge Cortez, the Gill, unable to finish an inning of work. He will leave the game with runners on first and second and two away in the top half of the sixth inning with the Storm leading 4-2. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Valdez on the mound. Runners on first and second, two away, with the Storm leading by two in the sixth. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Our experienced technicians control all kinds of unwanted pests, including mice and rats. ResCom Pest Control uses state-of-the-art products, and we always knock down webs as part of our service. Make your home a pest-free zone. Call ResCom to the rescue.
Change of plays for my senior Rawhide. Now pitching number 39, Alex Valdez. Third baseman, Wyatt Hoffman.
Top half of the sixth inning. The Storm lead 4-2. Still threatening with two down and runners on first and second. Alex Valdez is the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. Third pitcher of the evening. The pitch is a called strike. 0-1 count. Valdez checks the runner on second. He kicks. Misses. High ball one. At the plate is Wyatt Hoffman, who has had a sacrifice fly out today. He's also lined out to left. Runner on second, Samuel Zavala. On first, Ruben Salinas. 1-1. Called strike, 1-2 count. Valdez, the last time he pitched was at Inland Empire on Sunday, and he was spectacular in that appearance. Here's the 1-2. Swung on, fouled off. The 1-2. Coming high and inside, 2-2. So again, against Inland Empire, he earned the save after throwing 2 2/3 scoreless innings, gave up two hits, didn't walk anyone, and he struck out five. And he came in with a bases-loaded situation with one out and was able to strike out the next two batters he faced to end that inning. The 2-2 is swung on, fouled off. Storm lead 4-2. All of the two runs scored in this inning will not be earned to Gill. Rawhide have committed two errors in this inning. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off, out of play, first base side. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Valdez, a right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. The pitch. Inside, ball three. Full count, two down. The runners will be off on the pitch. Called close pitch, but does look like it missed inside. According to TrackMan, it was a strike. Outside of ball four, Valdez walks Hoffman to make it bases full and two down for the top of the order, Merrill.
The shortstop, Jackson Merrill.
Batting from the left side, two down, bases full. The pitch, low in the dirt, ball one. Pitch is a called strike, 1-1 count. On third, Zavala. On second, Salinas. And on first, Hoffman. They have all walked in this inning. The pitch. Misses ball two. The pitch, swung on, ground ball, right side of the infield. Torres picks it up, tosses to Valdez. He gets his foot on first base. He's called safe? I was about to say he gets his foot on the base in time to get Merrill. I was going to say he got it there in time, but apparently, rather allegedly, he didn't. Five to two ball game. I mean, looking at the replay, he's clearly out. Two down, bases full. It's technically ruled an infield single. The pitch misses, gets by the catcher, Gutierrez, and two runs will score on the Wilds pitch. Two runners in scoring position now. Looking at the replay one more time. It's just the incorrect call. Cass Cousins is usually... he's one of the better umpires we've had in the California League this season. I haven't seen him make a wrong call that often this season. This is the second year we've had him, too. The pitch misses high. Ball two. Well, it extends the ball game, and then a Wilds pitch makes it a 6-2 ball game. Runners on second and third, two down. So the ball is at the plate. He's the ninth batter to come to the plate. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. The runner on third is Hoffman. On second is Merrill, who again technically has an RBI single, the first. Pitch is a called strike. 2-2 count, two down. Zavala calls for time. 2-2 count, two down, two runners in scoring position. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. It was in the dirt. Gutierrez picks it up and tags the ball to end the inning. But four runs score in this inning. None of them will be earned. Rawhide trail by four going into the bottom half of the sixth inning. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
It's 8:05 here at Valley. ballpark. Thanks to Bison Walker Brewing Company. Here before Glory. Be sure to stick around post-game for the 805 Fireworks Show, sponsored by Firestone Walker Brewing Company. All right, time for another knockout ball showdown, courtesy of Equity Group. Let's check in with Joanna Mike.
Thanks a lot, Brian. Before we do this, we want to wish a happy anniversary, happy 16 years to Jose and Lisa Pilo. Happy anniversary. All right, we have in the black ball, we have Dalton, whose sister is a Korea Health employee, and he's the owner of Ramona's Barbecue here in Visalia, going up against the reigning, defending, undisputed knockabout champion of the world, Andy! Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it up! Woo-hoo! Our winner is still the undisputed, the reigning, defending champion, Andy!
Bottom half of the sixth inning, the Rawhide trail by four. Gary Mattis at the plate, 1-0 count. He's 1-for-2 today with a single and a strikeout. 1-0. Swung on and missed. Hawkins back on the mound for the Storm. He's now working with a 4-run lead. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Mattis batting .368 this season. In the last 10 games, he's batting .419. The pitch misses high. .22. Swung on lines, but caught by the shortstop, Merrill, for the first out of the inning. Junior Franco will come to the plate. He is 0-for-2 today. Pitch is swung on, lined into right field. A one-out base hit for Franco, his first hit of the day. Looked like he took a high pitch, able to just smoke it into right field. Middle part of the plate, high pitch. An easy base hit for Franco, and I think this will be the day for Garrett Hawkins. It is. It's a call to the bullpen, brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. ResCom has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. One down, runner on first. In the bottom half of the sixth inning with the Rawhide trailing by four. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Your attention, please. Now pitching for Lake Elsinore, number 36. Averill Ariete. Got a
that's holiday pitching.
Correction on the pitching chain for the Storm. Now pitching, Aaron Holiday. Headed to blank. Tonight's an outbreaker double batter. Designated hitter, Yvonne Melendez.
Melendez at the plate. The pitch is a cold strike. It is Aaron Holiday on the mound for the Lake Elsinore Storm in relief for Hawkins. 0-1 count to Melendez. Runner takes off, pitch misses, the throw to second, not in time. Franco safe at second with a stolen base, and the Rawhide have a runner in scoring position now with less than two outs. 1-1 count to Ivan Melendez. He's the designated hitter today in his California League debut. 1-for-2. Movement in the Rawhide pen. 1-1. Swung on, fouled off, out of play. Rawhide trail by 4. 2 runs scored for the Storm in the 5th. That tied up the ball game. And then they sent 9 batters to the plate in the 6th inning to score 4 runs, although none of them were earned because of the 2 errors in that inning. The pitch coming inside, and it hits him on his left hand. He'll take first base. Runners on first and second, 1 down for the third baseman, Conticello. Infield double play depth, shifting to the right. Franco on second, on first, Melendez. The pitch, missing outside, ball 1. Conticello is 1-for-2 today. He has singled to right and also grounded out to second. The pitch, a double steal. Franco out at third base, and Melendez safe at second. So Franco out for the second out of the inning. Two down, runner in scoring position. The pitch coming inside, and it hits him on his foot. It was a low inside pitch. Conticello couldn't get out of the way. He'll take first base. Runners on first and second. 2 down for Brett Johnson.
Next player in the game, center fielder Brett Johnson.
Back-to-back hit by pitches for Holiday, and Eric Jean gonna come have a conversation on the mound. Won't be a call to the bullpen. Well, he can give you the final pitching line for Hawkins. He threw 5 1/3 innings, 2 runs, neither of them earned off of 5 hits. Didn't walk anyone, and he struck out 8. His ERA is now 3.94. We're ready for Johnson, the left-handed hitter. Two down, Runners on first and second. Rawhide trail by four. Pitch misses out. Holiday 4-2, a 4.33 ERA. It's his 27th appearance out of the bullpen. One oh, missing outside ball two. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. 2-1 count, two down. Pitch from Holiday. Misses ball three. Holiday in 44 innings of work has struck out 56 and walked 20. Opponents are batting 238 against him. Three balls and a strike, two down. The pitch. Swung on, deep fly ball to right field. Right fielder Farmer waiting for it to come down in front of the warning track and makes the catch to end the inning. It looked like Johnson just missed that one, still gave it a ride, but it is two down now. It was two down. And that ends the inning. We're going into the seventh. The Rawhide still trail by four. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Browns good drive, power, life, field, power. Welcome to bring your nearest steel dealer, such as TIHL and VisionSteelDealers.com. Our grounds crew has reminded Paula to bear by Calabaro, our local source for all of your embroidery, screen trading, and promotional product needs. Visit Calabaro.net or give them a call at 559-733-7020. Be sure to check the back of your ticket for a special offer like the one from Eagle Mountain Casino. Get $20 bonus cash when you join the Summit Club at Eagle Mountain Casino. Must be 21 years of age or older. Coming up post-game is the Hummus Republic Tennis Ball Toss. Get your tennis balls for $5, $10, and $20 at the booth near the general store. Hummus Republic, healthy food for happy people.
Top half of the seventh inning, fourth pitcher of the evening on the mound for the Rawhide, Zach Barnes, has entered the game. Pitched to Castagnon as a cold strike on the inside corner. So Barnes in relief for Valdez. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. Pitch is fouled off. 0-2 count. Nine batters came to the plate for the Storm in the last inning. They scored four runs. It was only off of one hit, though. Two errors committed by the Rawhide. And there were four walks given up by the staff. The pitch misses outside ball one. The four runs that scored in the last inning, again, were not earned. 6-2 ball game Storm lead in game four of this six-game series. Rawhide lead the series 2-1. 1-2 pitch. Cold strike three. Castagnolo knew it, started heading to the dugout before the home plate umpire, Trevor Patience, could ring him up. One away. Strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter. Many are priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Infield shifting to the right. Cedeno batting from the left side. 1-0. Cold strike. 0-1 count, one down. Cedeno is 0-2 with a walk today. Pitch from Barnes. Misses low. Pitch is fouled off. 1-2 count, one down. Barnes kicks. Swung on, foul tipped into the glove of Gutierrez. He holds on for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Barnes. Makes it two away and nobody on. Infield shading to the left. Here's the pitch. A called strike. One swung on and missed strike two. Oh, 2 to Farmer. Just misses ball one. According to TrackMan, should have been called a strike. 1-2 count, two down. Pitch is swung on, popped up. First base side, Torres. The first baseman makes the catch in fair territory on the edge of the outfield grass. A 1-2-3 inning of relief by Zach Barnes. Going into the bottom half of the seventh inning, it is stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
And this time, for those that can rise and stand, direct your attention down the third base line. Time for the performance of God Bless America. Once again, Deborah Bollison.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home.
Deborah Bollison, thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Deborah Bollison one more time. How beautiful was that? All right, we're over here by the saloon with the trauma department from Korea Health. We want you all to get up out your seats, stretch those legs, and take me out to the ball game. Oh, apparently they're over here. All right, here we go. Excuse me. Here we go. Tank.
the seventh inning. And into the plate for the Rawhide is the catcher, Sergio Gutierrez.
Bottom half of the seventh inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. Storm leads 6-2. Pitch from Holiday misses low and in, ball one. Sergio Gutierrez at the plate, batting from the left side. Today he has hit a ground ball to the pitcher, and he's also struck out looking. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball, first base side, a fair ball. Goes all the way into the right field corner. Gutierrez heading for second. Right fielder now just picking it up. Gutierrez heading for third, and he will stay there. Sergio Gutierrez, a lead-off triple to start off the seventh inning. Gutierrez's second triple of the season with the Rawhide leads it off. Here in the bottom half of the seventh inning with the Rawhide trailing by four. Let's see if that's a spark that the Hide need here to overcome the four-run deficit. Torres at the plate. He has struck out twice today. Pitch from Holiday is swung on and missed. Strike one. Torres batting 115 this season. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. It misses. 1-1 count. Infield back, even though there's a runner on third and nobody out. The Storm of a four-run lead. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off into the netting. The 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Torres goes down swinging for the first out of the seventh. And that is his third strikeout of the day. SP Chen comes to the plate batting from the left side. One away. Runner on third is still Gutierrez. The pitch, misses low, ball one. Infield still back with one down and a runner on third. Chen batting 227 this season. Pitch is swung on, ground ball to the second baseman. He picks it up, he'll toss the first base in time, but Gutierrez scores, and the Rawhide now trail by three. So Chen doesn't get a hit, but he picks up an RBI. Two down, and the bases are empty for Corniel. Corniel 0 for 3. He's popped out to third, lined out to center, and he's also struck out. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is 0-1. Holiday in his second inning of work. He kicks. Called strike 0-2 count. Rawhide trailed by three in the seventh. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined into center field. Zavala goes back, makes the catch. And that will end the inning, but the Rawhide started chipping away at the lead. They now trail by three going into the eighth. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
The bill and crust we trust. Fans on your way to the way out tonight, you will be getting a coupon for a free cookie at Urban Cafe. Visit Urban Cafe for lunch or dinner and discover a fast, affordable restaurant serving delicious gourmet sandwiches and fresh, healthy salads. Visit them at 2257 South Mooney by the Vicini Mall. All right, time. Open up those T-Mobile Lucky Number scorecards. Here comes our final winners of the evening. I'll turn the music down. We have a bunch of numbers to announce. Here we go. Centennial's Barbershop, 11772. The Orange Works Cafe, 11691. Massaro's Japanese Restaurant, 11731. Wimpy's Hamburgers, 11716. Central Valley Dental Implant, 11622. Farmers Insurance Agent Danielle Griffin, 11629. Exeter Gunslingers, 11378. Automotive Club of Southern California, 11081. A&W Restaurants, 11409. Taylor's Brothers Hot Dogs, 11674. Hummus Republic, 11671. And our final number, Urban Cafe, 11648. Winners, take your program to General Store. Congratulations. Center Fender, Samuel Zavala.
Barnes back on the mound. Top half of the eighth inning, Rawhide trail by three. Zavala at the plate. Takes a called strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off, out of play. Zavala has reached base three times today. 0-2. Swung on, fouled off, out of play, left field side. He singled to right field in his first two at-bats and then walked in his last one. He's yet to be retired. Barnes coming off a 1-2-3 inning of work in the seventh. He kicks, misses outside, ball one. Barnes is the fourth pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. Lynn threw five innings, giving up two earned runs. Gill threw two-thirds of an inning. Four runs scored, but none of them were earned. Valdez got the final out, but he did give up one hit and walked a batter. The 1-2 is swung on and missed, strike three. Zavala goes down swinging for the first out of the eighth, and that's the first time he's been retired today. Strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia. Used Car Supercenter. Many are priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. One down, nobody on for Kelvin Alarcon, who's batting from the left side. Pitch misses high and outside, ball one. The pitch. Called strike outside corner. Barnes. No wins, no losses this season. He has a 7.50 ERA. This is his 10th appearance out of the bullpen for the Rawhide. Pitch misses out, ball two. Entering today's game, he has thrown 12 innings of work, striking out 16 and walking 8. The pitch swung on and missed, strike two. 2-2 count, one down. Barnes, just over 20 pitches thrown now. Two. Fouled off. Infield shading to the right. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball three, full count. Looking at the scores around the league, of course, we want to focus on the Southern Division because of the Rawhide pushing for the last playoff spot, but we have to focus on the Modesto-Stockton game. It's the bottom half of the sixth inning, and Stockton doesn't have a hit yet. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Alarcon goes down swinging for the second out. Back-to-back strikeouts for the second consecutive inning for Barnes. In the seventh, he struck out the first two batters he faced and does it here again in the eighth. Two down, nobody on. So again, Modesto has scored nine runs against Stockton through six innings, and Stockton does not have a hit yet today. They currently have an eight-game losing streak, too. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. San Jose is defeating Fresno 5-2 in the top half of the seventh. And in Rancho, Inland Empire leads 8-5 in the eighth. 0-1. Called strike, count is 0-2. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball one. Salinas today has struck out, had an RBI triple, and he's walked. The pitch. Tries to check his swing. He does go around, according to Cass Cousins, on the bases. Strike three. Barnes strikes out the side. And the Rawhide trail by three going into the bottom half of the eighth. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
So be sure to head on over so you can get those mile-ready snacks and drinks before tonight's Firewood Show. Thanks to Firewood Stone and Walker Brewing Company, beer before glory. You can buy tickets to Rawhide Games online at rawhidebaseball.com or by visiting the ticket office. Sponsored by Korea Health, the proud sponsor of the Mike City Rawhide. Korea Health for the medicine life. Time now for Korea Health, Rocky Roll. For that, let's send it to Joe.
All right, I'm here with 207, and we have some Tulare County firefighters who are here thanks to David Allen Law Firm and Chief Norman. And they're going to take part in our Korea Health Lucky Roll with the Visalia Kia car race. Let's put it on the board. We got 207G with the black car, 207H with the white car, and 207E with the green car. All right, they are leaving the Visalia Used Car Supercenter, where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 is all you need. All right, they're getting to the Visalia Transit Center. They're getting a little closer to the ballpark. All right, they're driving safe. All right, but it is a race. It's coming out. We got the black car, followed by the green car, followed by the white car. Now we got the white car, now the black car. Who's it going to be? It looks like it's going to be the black car! Which means 207G, you are the Kauia Health Lucky Row. So you want to take it to another game thanks to Kauia Health. More than medicine, a life!
It's the bottom half of the eighth inning. Automatic strike called on Gary Mattis, according to Trevor Patience. He didn't get in the box in time. The pitch from Holiday is an off-speed pitch. 0-2 count all of a sudden. Mattis today has struck out, singled, and lined out. Here's the 0-2. Swung on, fouled off, out of play. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off, out of play. Still an 0-2 count for Mattis. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Mattis goes down swinging for the first out of the eighth inning. And here comes Eric Jung. This should be the day for Holiday. Call to the Bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. They're going to come in the bottom half of the eighth inning with one down and nobody on to face Junior Franco. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Here comes that winning number on your ticket for a sign back. 174924. Again, that's 174924. Here that winning ticket, head on over to the general store. Again, that lucky number is 174924. Junior Franco.
First pitch to Franco is a called strike on the outside corner. Pitch is fouled off. Left-handed pitcher on the mound in relief for Holiday is Ryan Aukey's on a minor league rehab appearance. Minor league appearance for the high A team, Fort Wayne. 0-2 count, one down. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. Bottom half of the eighth inning, the Rawhide trail by three. One, two. Swung on, popped up behind home plate. The ball gives chase and it will land. Three rows behind home plate. A ball and two strikes. The pitch. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Franco goes down looking for the second out of the inning. Two down. Nobody on for Ivan Melendez. Pitch to him. Misses inside. He's singled, struck out, and been hit by a pitch today. It's his California League debut. Just joined the Rawhide today. 1-0. Called strike. According to TrackMan, it should have been ball two outside, but it is a 1-1 count. No shift in the infield. The pitch. Swung on, foul tipped. One, two. swung on and missed strike three. Three strikeouts in the eighth inning. The Rawhide still trailed by three going into the ninth. The Storm will try to get some insurance runs before the Rawhide have their last ups in the ninth. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Dump these common water sources at least once a week and throw away unused items in your yard. For info, visit DeltaMVCD.org or call 559-732-8606. Join the Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District on Saturday, October 8th, an open house in celebration of the district's 100th anniversary. All are welcome to attend this monumental milestone to explore the district's headquarters, laboratory, fish hatchery equipment, and enjoy food, music, and giveaways. You get that fun over here. For the Rawhide now, pitcher number 40, Alfred Moreno. Top of the ninth inning and heading to the plate for the Storm. Third baseman, Wyatt Hoffman.
Alfred Moreno, the new pitcher on the mound. Pitch to Wyatt Hoffman, misses, ball one. One oh count. Here's the pitch. Called strike. Rawhide trail by three, top half of the ninth inning. Murillo in relief for Barnes. The pitch is swung on, high fly ball, right field side. Hooking out a play, and it'll land one row in the grandstands, maybe two, down the right field corner. Barnes pitched really well for the Rawhide in relief. He threw two scoreless innings, striking out five. The only batter to make contact in play was Farmer, and he popped out to the first baseman, Torres. It's a ball and two strikes. The pitch. Outside, two and two. Murillo is now the fifth pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. Two, two. Misses outside, ball three. Murillo. 0-1 this season with a 9 ERA. This is his 11th appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 13 innings for the Rawhide this season. 3-2 comes in and it hits him on his back. Hit by pitch to start off the inning. Full count, but Mario loses him. So leadoff man is on. Rawhide trail by three in the ninth.
The shortstop, Jackson Merrill.
Top of the order, Jackson Merrill at the plate. And we're waiting for Hoffman to get to first base. He Shorter down the right field line a little bit. Infield double play depth. Third baseman Contesello toes on the infield grass. Merrill today has reached base three times. Three hits and a walk. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. One. Called strike count is 0-2. Mario kicks, swung on and missed, strike three. Merrill goes down swinging. That's the first out of the inning and the first time he's been retired today. One down, runner on first. Murillo throws over to first base, but Hoffman back safely. Zabala at the plate. He's 0 for 4 today and batting 340 this season. Pitch misses, although the last 10 games, he's batting 240. One oh, swung on, fly ball, right field side. Mattis giving chase. Makes the catch. Closer to the foul line for the second out of the inning. Runner on first is still Hoffman, and the designated hitter, Castagnon, comes to the plate.
Designated hitter, Marcus Castagnon.
He's 0 for 3 today. Struck out twice, grounded out to short, and he's walked. Murillo, right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. Glove at the ear. He kicks. Called strike count is 0-1. The pitch misses outside, ball one. Here's the 1-1. Low on the dirt, nice stop by Gutierrez. Holds Hoffman at first. 2-1 count. Two-one. Just misses ball three, according to the home plate umpire, Patience. Three balls, one strike, two down. Here's the pitch. There's a called strike. Full count, two away. The runner Hoffman will be off on the pitch. Two. Swung on. Two hopper to the third baseman. Contesello plants his feet. The throw to first is picked by the first baseman, Torres, in time. The Storm strand a runner on first. The Rawhide still trail by three. Last chance for the Rawhide to try to tie up the game or walk it off in the bottom half of the ninth. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
How about making some noise? It is time to bring out the Lysander Rawhide Lully Squad. And they are out. Come on out.
Gavin Contesello leaves it off in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Rawhide trail by three. Need three to extend the game, four to win it. First pitch, a called strike, high inside corner. Contesello has singled, grounds it out to second, and been hit by a pitch today. Auk is back on the mound. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. Two, low in the dirt, ball one. Contesello joined the Rawhide to start off this series. Was drafted last year by the Diamondbacks. The pitch swung on, fouled off. Able to speak with him during batting practice, asking how the transition's been for him, and says it's actually gone a lot smoother than he thought it would, and he's looked great so far for the Rawhide, batting 417 in the last three games. With four runs batted in. A ball and two strikes. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off. He said the biggest difference for him isn't so much the type of play or pace of play here, but it's the fans. In the Arizona Complex League, you rarely play with fans, really just other people in the organization watching. Says that this is the first time he really feels like he's playing professional baseball. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. He goes down swinging for the first out of the ninth. Brett Johnson, who's made his Cal League debut today. He's 1-for-3 with a single. He's also struck out and flown out to right. The pitch. Called strike, count as 0-1. Misses. Rawhide trail 6-3. They had a 2-run lead in the second. And then gave it up in the fifth. 2 runs scored for the Storm in that inning. The pitch is fouled off. And then the next inning in the sixth, 4 unearned runs scored. 2 errors committed by the Rawhide in that inning. And 4 walks given up by the Rawhide pitching staff. And there were 2 balks. The pitch. Checks his swing on a high pitch. Did not go, according to Cass Cousins. 2-2 count. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Johnson goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. That is now five consecutive strikeouts for the Storm pitching staff. Last chance for the Rawhide to extend this game. Gutierrez at the plate, batting from the right side. Two down. Pitch to Gutierrez is fouled off into the netting. Here's the pitch. Missing outside, ball one. One. Swung on and missed strike two. Rawhide down to their final strike. We do have post-game fireworks today, so we won't have much of a post-game show for you. A ball and two strikes. The 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Six strikeouts in a row from the pitching staff of the Storm to end the game. They struck out the side in the last two innings. Rawhide fall to the Storm by a score of 6-3. The series is now tied up at 2.
One of the final showdowns of the night.
Your steal player of the game is Zach Barnes. He threw two scoreless innings of relief for the Rawhide with five strikeouts and faced the minimum through two. We're almost ready to sign off from Valley Strong Ballpark. Again, final score, Storm 6, Rawhide 3. I do want to thank each and every one of you for listening to tonight's broadcast. I hope you enjoy watching and listening to these broadcasts. Thank you for those of you watching on MLB TV, and, of course, for those of you watching on MyTV 53. And for those of you who listen at rawhidebaseball.com, a huge thank you to the Rawhide front office. Thank you to JT, who runs the cameras and the replays for us here. And, of course, thank you to First Pitch Entertainment, the ownership group of the Visalia Rawhide. One final time, Storm, 6 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. The Rawhide, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. Hawkins is the winning pitcher. Gill takes the loss, and Ock earns the save. First pitch is tomorrow at 6:30. Jose Cabrera will be the pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. Will be live at 6:25. You can watch on MyTV 53, watch on MLB TV, or listen at rawhidebaseball.com. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for listening to tonight's broadcast. Enjoy the rest of your Friday evening. You've been watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Tennis ball toss, sponsored by Hummus Republic. Prizes tonight include tennis.